Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan got a boost today from the Security Council as he struggles to resolve the crisis in Syria. The council endorsed his peace proposals. They call for a daily two-hour pause in fighting to allow in humanitarian aid and for a political dialogue between the Syrian government and the opposition. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Shortly after the council unanimously backed Kofi Annan's six-point plan, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was speaking to reporters outside her office.
This is a positive step. The council has now spoken with one voice. It has demanded a UN-supervised cessation of violence in all its forms, beginning with a pullback from population centers by the Syrian government forces.
The plan also calls for the beginning of a Syrian-led political process, which Clinton says will lead to a democratic transition in the country. She's urging Syrian military personnel to refuse orders to fire on their fellow citizens, and she has a message for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Take this path, commit to it, or face increasing pressure and isolation.
Russia, which vetoed two previous Security Council resolutions, backed the non-binding statement, mainly because there are no demands or threats of sanctions. At the UN, Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin was quick to point out the council also issued a statement condemning acts of terrorism in Syria.
We're very pleased that the Security Council has finally chosen to take a pragmatic look at the situation in Syria. And we are very pleased that we have a process which we hope will continue and will lead to an important Syrian-led political process in the country.
There's no language in the Security Council statement demanding that Assad give up power. Still, State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland says the U.S. expectation is that Assad would not continue to run Syria at the end of a democratic transition process. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.